Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Hi. Hey. Hey. So, I've been wanting to expand on this topic a little bit because I'm concerned. Riggins is still a sad clown who needs to turn his frown upside down because he feels alone in his new neighborhood in the suburbs. You mentioned earlier you took the dog for a walk yesterday evening and went to the park and no one was there. During the day, nobody's around in his neighborhood because most people are working during that time and all that. And he says that he wants to make a friend or friends. On his terms, I'm sure, the friendship on his terms and on his schedule.
Yeah.
But I happen to think, Riggins, I believe your opportunity is going to come on October 31st.
Oh. Yeah. I thought about the same thing.
Wow, great.
You're going to have trick-or-treaters. Yeah. You'll be at the end of the driveway if you want. Maybe your neighbors will be out eating chili and all that. You walk over, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
I was thinking about that when you got into this house. I was like, oh, Halloween's going to be so awesome for you this year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to do it all. I'm going to hand out candy.
Are you going to dress up?
What, no, I'm not going to dress up.
What day of the week is Halloween? What day will the trick-or-treating be happening? Because that it may end up being a pain in the ass for you because you got to go to bed early.
Ooh, it's a Monday.
And then kids, you know, be ringing your doorbell and all.
Yeah, it is Monday.
Hopefully they won't do trick-or-treating on Monday because I will not have the light on. It's on a Monday? No way.
Yeah. That's when your light will go back under the bushel basket.
Unless we got a vacation coming up at the end of October.
Well, which would be nice.
Yeah, because it's...
Sure.
I don't know. You may. What time do you go to bed? Seven, eight,
earlier, six.
Six. Yeah, because no trick or treaters would be coming at that time.
You go to sleep at six.
Yeah, between six and seven.
I'll lay down. He sleeps a lot better now than he did in the city.
Even better. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It's so quiet. Yeah. Yeah. I heard the rain on the windows, which was so nice the other night.
Going to bed at 6 o'clock.
I need 8 or 9 hours.
I can't even imagine.
I could easily go to bed at 6 o'clock every night.
Oh, I could do it, but then I would feel like, oh my god, I got so many things I need to do.
There's no way I can fall asleep.
It's still
at six.
Light out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what all do you get done after six?
Lots of things.
Yeah.
She holds. Like what? I mean, how much dope can you smoke in that extra 2 hours or whatever it is?
You'd be surprised. Don't challenge
me.
So,
what time do you go to bed?
Lately, I've been trying to be in bed by 9.
Okay.
Yeah, 9 or 10.
So that's 3 hours of coloring or...
No, she's prepping for the bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't know what I'd be doing.
Yeah. Yes. You may tell you what you'd be doing.
For the bar.
I mean, come on.
Look.
What?
I'm going to tell you what you'd be
tell
doing.
Tell me what I'd be doing, boy.
Let me get here.
Oh, my God.
Let's see. Alexis, 4:42 a.m. this morning. Hump day. No, wait. Humpy hump day. Not much to report from yesterday. I did go down to the pool for a bit, and there was no one there. Day made.
Yep.
I felt like a rich person yesterday because I ordered toilet paper from Amazon, and it came in a huge box since it's a lot of rolls, and now I have backups to my backups.
I get that.
There is a type of sense of safety having so much toilet paper in my house. IDKY, but it does. Okay, that's all I got. See y'all soon.
Yeah, that's what I chose to tell you because I'm not going to tell you about my other secret extracurricular activities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Superman?
Don't worry about it. Talking about She-Hulk.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, let's
Shut
see.
Up.
The day before, back to the routine of things. Although I feel like I hate a routine, I know I need it. Because if not, I start turning into a lazy slob, and we don't need that. Got back in the gym today. Uh-huh. The first day back so freaking hard. Why?
And
I just wish I was a gym rat already.
Did she mention taking thirst traps in the gym?
Nope.
No, that's not on the list.
Okay, well, that was part of the list. It was an instance.
But I assume since she's a millennial woman that she was in the gym, she was taking pictures of herself.
But she goes one extra level with it.
Yeah. What's my extra level?
You had your gloves on, your workout gloves on, and you got your hand over your back of your head like this, you know, showing off your body, and then walking toward the camera, boomeranging it back and forth.
Workout gloves.
Yeah.
Oh, you was boomeranging it.
You're not going to be a gym rat wearing workout gloves.
I have
gloves.
To because my hands are little, so it's hard for me to get a grip on the weight sometimes, and my hands get sweaty. Mm-hmm. So I need the gloves to be able to grip it.
Okay, back to your productive day. Unpack my stuff from the beach.
Yeah,
sign I am growing up. I usually leave my stuff in my duffel bag for days before unpacking.
Exactly. See, productive.
I also had a maize balls chicken and cheese empanadas.
Yup.
Made my soul so happy with every bite.
Yup.
Lashes are back, so you know what time it is. Bad bitch o'clock.
Yup. What time is it?
See y'all soon.
Bad bitch o'clock.
Hey, I want you to confirm what time it is.
Yeah, so you wouldn't want to waste your day by going to bed at
6. No. I got lots of things to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad bitch o'clock.
Clearly you got a lot going on over there.
No way you can go to sleep at bad bitch o'clock.
No. Yeah, kidding me? That's prime hour for being a bad bitch.
Yeah, is that what?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so the trick-or-treating thing is out. Okay. Riggins, I think it's out. I thought that was going to be a good thing.
They're like, trick-or-treat. I'm like, it's bad bitch o'clock.
I'm asleep.
Go on.
I'm always sleeping bad bitch o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
I don't make it up for that.
Yeah. Well, maybe you should.
Yeah.
you know, when I moved into my new house last year, I had to turn off my automatic lights to make sure no kids came up to my door.
Oh my God, you're messed up.
Came up to your what?
To the door. Like we have automatic lights. I was like, we gotta make sure these don't come on.
Damn, you rich?
Yeah, no, the automatic lights.
Damn,
they're, wow.
They're like $5 at the store for some motion detectors.
You got a remote control or something on them, or did you have to get on a ladder to do it?
No, they're in the fence. We just had to take batteries out.
Oh.
So you know,
got less high
they're
society.
In the fence, you know, along with a bunch of cat hair.
I was like, you know, Rob and Ben don't have a ladder.
They don't have a ladder. They just stuck it.
You know, Meredith might get on a ladder. You know, he's not getting on a ladder.
I forget that. He lets her mow the yard.
Yeah, she does all the hard stuff.
Y'all don't?
No.
You have a house with no ladder?
Yeah, we have a step stool.
All right. Well,
do you have to have a ladder if you have a house? Is that like a must?
I think it kind of is. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah. You got to have something to get.
Riggins, do you have a ladder?
I don't yet.
But well, he just moved into it, my neighbor
has one. I go, that's a great idea to have a ladder.
It'll be on the list that your dad's gives you, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those things that eventually you're going to come upon something. You go, damn, I wish I need a ladder for that. You
know? I want a ladder.
I've got the same aluminum ladder that I bought when we bought our first house 23 years ago. And to climb up on it right now seems like it's only got one leg. It's so uneven, and somebody's definitely got a hold. And they're not expensive. Well, they may be now in the way inflation and all this. But yeah, I should have bought a new one a long time ago because mine's a death trap.
Yeah.
And maybe bad because I use the that little fold-out shelf where you put paint. I use that as a step.
That's horrible.
I'm dainty.
It's a feather.
Yeah, it won't hurt it.
He's dainty. Dainty man. Mm-hmm. Beep, beep, beep. Those are his footsteps.
Okay, so I don't have any other ideas about how Riggins is going to meet anybody on his hours, on his schedule.
I even saw a guy taking his trash out yesterday, and I just like waited until he turned around, and then that's what I did. I threw up my arm and I was waving at him.
Can I give you a suggestion, Riggins? Sometimes when you put too much emphasis or too much energy into something, you're going to attract the opposite.
Yeah,
so exactly.
Maybe just don't think about wanting to have so many friends and they'll come to you.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, you mean mental energy. You're not talking about real.
Both.
Like where he's out searching.
Yeah,
and,
don't search.
Know,
so.
No, that's what I was going to say. When I think about Riggins at his house, energy is the last thing I think of.
Right.
I think just more relaxation and big old basketball shorts.
There's a lady that sent us a message and said that her suggestion was you could go to your HOA meetings.
Ugh.
You know, and so, you know, let that way people would know, oh, he's new in the neighborhood. And I was like, you know,
when do they have those?
Such a grown-up thing to do.
If you pay HOA fees, you probably have to get, they probably have to let their residents know when they happen.
It's required by law.
They might be for a year or something, mm-hmm. 1-2 a year.
But are they somewhere in the neighborhood or are they in offices? Like Ace, when we went and did that, didn't we do some sort of a promotion or they, no, this HOA company donated money to our charity one time and we went up there and collected it and all that. And it was just a whole big office. That's all they do is manage neighborhoods. You know, like the Marxist concept, it is.
That's right.
But they're usually in the neighborhood at the whatever the meeting place would be in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I don't have that now. We don't live in an HOA.
No, you don't?
Mm-mm. Huh. Hell no. Because if we did, the first thing I would do at a meeting is say, y'all got to get rid of these animals.
Yeah.
All these wild animals out here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. So, speaking of wild animals, so I'm doing the bicycling the other day. Get ready for pedaling for Peyton. And I'm going down the road, way down the end of the road out here. Like, I'm probably 10 miles from my house. And I glance to my left. I'm like, what is that to my left? Something's moving. And there's a car in front of me. And I'm pedaling away. And there is a deer. It looks like a trash bag hung in the antlers. And that joker is running through front yards. And I'm like, okay, this is new because I'm on the bike, car in front of me, and the car doesn't see the deer yet. And so I begin to make some room because I don't know, like, what's next? Is this thing going to dart across the road or something like that? Well, sure enough, I guess the car eventually, he got alongside the car, and the car saw him and began to slow down. And so there was plenty of room, but suddenly that deer goes across the road. Trash bags still waving off the antlers and woof, off into the other side and he was gone. But boy, that's the first time I've been around that on a bicycle. I was like, that could be the death of me right there.
Well, you know what? F that deer.
What do you mean?
With that plastic trash bag on it, using that plastic, messing up the environment.
Yeah, it might not have been that, but that's what it looked like. Was stuck to his antlers. It was crazy.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Asshole.
Single-use plastics.
Yeah.
So,
because the deer don't care about what it's doing to the sea life. They're mammals. Yeah. They're out there just trying to get their own.
Yeah, he's not even getting close to the sea.
They're very selfish. They hate the turtles, too.
They are very selfish.
They probably hate turtles more than you do.
I don't know if that's possible. I mean, I saw the other day somebody had a video of these. I said, what is that coming up out of the sand? And it was a bunch of baby sea turtles. I'm like, get out of here. Somebody, you know how they ought to get those turtles to the water so people can get back to living their fun beach life? They ought to go out there when the turtles start hatching with leaf blowers.
Oh, my God.
And blow them into the ocean.
You are the worst human being in the entire world.
Well, it'd be better for them, too, out there doing that, the seagulls aren't going to come eat them and stuff.
Oh, my God.
Just blow them into the water.
He makes a point. The faster they get into the water, the safer they are.
I saw a video the other day. It was a crab grabbing a baby turtle, and it was dragging it away, and it got me so upset. Yeah. Even just talking about it. I don't want to talk about it.
Because my way, wouldn't happen.
That's horrible. Poor babies. They're just, like, flying all over the place.
Is he out there with a leaf blower? Blowing the baby turtles?
Hey, a damn sea turtle.
You're the worst. Shut up.
Ugh. Ugly ass. But anyway, so you wouldn't go to an HOA meeting?
No, I'm not doing that shit either.
Because that's probably going
to
be a...
I'm more likely to blow the sea turtles with the leaf blower.
Would you be willing to stay up an extra hour on Halloween until 7?
Yeah.
To sit outside and maybe meet some families that way?
Can I pass out candy with you on Halloween? I'm going
to
dress up.
He's trying to attract people.
Yeah. You're out there screaming, twerking, and bad bitch o'clock. Oh my God!
Hey kids, you know what time it is? Bad bitch o'clock.
Over there, it's like a friend repellent.
Yeah,
Teflon.
Yeah, right.
She'd be out there drunk on your front porch trying to talk to the kids.
Weed candy.
Whatever, dude. I would find you all the friends, but okay.
Yeah. Ooh, if I was wearing a costume, it'd be a lot better than your shit.
Yup.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and you know I love Omaha Steaks, and they got something brand new that you are going to love as well. Omaha Steaks all-new Smash Burgers. That's right, they're made from 100% extra-aged beef, and because they come from Omaha, you know they're top quality and delicious. 16 of them free in the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/omaha. So yes, all of the other top quality products that are second to none from Omaha Steaks and Smash Burgers. 16 free with the Built for the Grill pack at tjriggins.com/omaha. See site for details.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at the Media Center at tjriggins.com and watch the TJ and Riggins Show, extra funny and new playlists. TJ Riggins TV is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Get that amazing 41% off deal that TJ has at our deals page using code TJ. tjriggins.com/deals.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
So Alexis feels rich because she's got a bunch of toilet paper. So how long will it take you to... How many rolls did you get?
It's 24 rolls.
Okay, so a 24-pack. How long will it take you to go through that? With your stomach, it'll probably be a day.
Yeah, it depends on what I'm eating these days. So... Yeah.
It's kind of like when I was a new smoker, the first time I bought a carton of cigarettes.
Yeah.
I was like, these are going to last me forever. And that's how I realized that I smoke a pack a day.
You're like, now I'm a smoker.
Yeah. 10 packs to a carton. And when I got to the last pack, I was like, damn. That didn't last as long as I thought it was going to. You know, kind of like a box of oatmeal cream pies from Little Debbie.
Yep. Oh, no. This is the last one?
Oh.
That means I did all that?
Yeah, I used a lot of toilet paper.
So, do you have anything else that makes you feel rich when you got it?
I'm going to have lots of trash bags.
Trash bags, yeah. Do you take them from work? Because I've been seeing them.
No way to take them from work.
The low supply in there.
Stop.
Why do you have a lot of trash bags?
No, I said that's how when I feel rich. I have backups.
Do you
when I have backups
use,
of like everyday things, sponges.
Do you use regular trash bags or plastic grocery bags for the bathroom trash can?
I used regular trash bags from the grocery store.
No, not
or the, not the regular trash bags, the grocery store bags.
Grocery store bags, yeah.
For the bathroom trash. I call them recycled liners.
Yeah, I don't see anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah.
My wife does, because I've tried to do that before. No, we have garbage bags. We have little garbage bags for the bathroom thing.
Tiny garbage bags.
Oh, yeah. That's fancy. That is rich.
That's when you're going to know you're making
living.
It.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's no automatic lights in the fence, but...
Well, we just take the batteries out.
Do you control that with a remote control or an app? Well, we took the batteries
out. Yeah, I tell Meredith to go take the batteries out of them. That's how they're automated. So I go, Meredith, go take the batteries out.
And she automatically does it when I say.
Because she knows better.
I'm trying to think what... A full tank of gas makes me feel rich.
Yeah.
Always has, even during Trump when gas was cheap. Still, to look down and you got a full tank of gas. Because I grew up not being able to fill up the tank every time I'd get gas.
Oh, yeah.
I was one of those, you know, give me $10 worth or $5 worth.
I need $5 worth.
Yeah, so to be able to just to fill the entire tank,
I can remember,
is a big deal still.
When I got my first car. And I was 15 and going and getting gas and just scrimping up change, you know, and go to the store.
Yeah.
Like, I got $1.75. I need $1.75 worth. They're like, okay, that'd get me to school and back.
Is it true that the less money you put, like if you only put $10 in a tank rather than filling it up, you go through the 10 faster?
I don't think so.
Someone told me that one time.
It just seems like it.
Yeah.
It seems like you do.
I think you go through it the same.
But I remember one time when I was a kid, putting 39 cents worth of gas in my motorcycle.
39 cents?
Yeah, because that's all the change I had, and I had to get home, and there was a, at the, around the other side of the neighborhood was a little gas station. We called it the Icy Store, you know why?
Because Because they had ICs?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I went over and I had 39 cents in my pocket, and I put that much gas in to get me home.
How much would 39 cents get you? That's not half a gallon.
Third of a gallon by then?
Yeah.
Improbably.
And it was a little motorcycle, so it easily got me home.
What do you think? Two-gallon tank total? Three-gallon tank?
Three, probably.
Yeah, because I think my three-wheeler was a three-gallon tank. And it, you know, I remember putting, you know, a dollar in
the
time.
How much was it to get a full tank of gas when you guys first got your cars?
Well, let me look it up. I'll look it up real quick. But it was less than a dollar.
To fill up your old tank?
Oh, to fill up a tank? No, per gallon.
I was like, whoa, you're from the
same. Oh, yeah. His was a Model T.
He had the first car ever.
I think it was around, mine was around anywhere from $18 to $20 from empty to full.
Really?
Yeah.
I would think it's still cheaper than that.
But I had a car with a bigger engine in it. It was a Firebird.
Nice.
Yeah. That's it. Drink gas.
Hell yeah. 305 with a four barrel.
What color was it?
Electric blue.
Ooh.
Eagle on it and shit.
You picked up the ladies in that car?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That's a Firebird.
Mm-hmm. Had some custom wheels on it.
Ooh.
Some white letter raised tires.
Yeah, I could do it for 15 gallons. $15 roughly would fill a tank. Because it was about a 16-gallon tank, I think, based on what I just looked it up. And in 1983, when I got my car, the national average was $87.87 a gallon.
But you know, the cool way to say it is not fill up the tank; it's bust the tank.
Bust the tank.
Yeah,
that's the cool way to say it.
Mm-hmm. How much gas you want? Oh, I'm gonna bust the tank. Bust it.
39 cents, please. Pump two.
Bust the tank.
Yeah, and then you couldn't do it at the pump. So you always had to go in every time. You had to go into the store every time. So if you were with your parents, you were going to do one of two things: pump the gas or go into the store. There was no sitting in the car. You know, somebody had to go in. You go in, I'll pump the gas. Okay.
I had to do both. And
for your mom?
Yeah. And so when I got through pumping the gas, then I would have to go around to her window and tell her how much it ended up being so she could finish writing the check.
Yep, I've done that
writing
before.
A check for gas?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's ancient.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's where TJ tells that fantastic story about being on the date, and he went to pay for gas on the date, and his check was up on the thing and said, do not accept checks for this person.
Yeah, when I was in college, I had been bouncing them.
On purpose?
No, not on purpose. I just, you know, I didn't keep, it was hard to believe, but I didn't keep up with it meticulously of the balancing the checkbook all the time. Yeah. That's how I knew I needed to put money in.
Right.
When I bounced the check.
That's what told you?
Yeah. And those fees for that were huge.
Yeah.
Like a $20 service. Yeah. So whatever you owed on the check and then a $20 service fee for bouncing it.
Phew.
You write a $12 check with $8 in the bank. It ends up costing you you had to put $32 in just to get back to zero.
God. That seems so weird, just writing like a $12 check.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Anytime I've ever written a check, it's always been like for rent. So
my little friend Jenny just like gets visibly pissed at me. If we're in a store or something and I pull out my credit card to buy something, they say that's $3 or, you know, something low price because she's a cash person.
Yeah.
So she's like, you're gonna run a credit card for $2?
Because they have to pay the credit card fee?
That's effing stupid. Huh?
Because are they worried because the place has to pay credit card fees?
No, she just thinks if you're using a credit card for $2, that surely you've got $2 cash on you that you can pay with.
I can't tell you the last time I had cash on me.
Oh yeah,
and then
I got some cash on me right now.
And then remember Riggins when we would stand at the vending machine at the old radio station as we were leaving for the day, and I would get something out of there, and I would tell her later, look at this, I spent 70 cents on a credit card today.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's surprising too because Jenny's a younger person. I'm surprised that she would be shocked by that. Because it is kind of more common to not have cash anymore.
Yeah, but she does use cards and stuff too. But for example, at restaurants, she'll pay the bill with a credit card and leave the tip in cash.
Yeah, that's nice, though.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, too, as much as I can.
Because that helps the server?
Yeah,
because
they don't have to claim it. Just get they get to take that with them that day.
Yeah, well.
Mm. I mean, they have to claim it, but, you know.
And don't
I'm not down with that.
Who all does a server split tips with?
Every restaurant's different, but for the most part, a bartender, a busser, sometimes a hostess.
Okay, does the busser.
Does the bartender split tips with them?
Not with the servers, no. The bartenders will give money to the bussers.
Okay, so the...
Because they're making the drinks for the servers all night long.
Okay.
For their tables.
And do they not make as much hourly, or make? Do they make more hourly than a server?
Bartenders?
Yeah.
It depends on the restaurant. Yeah. It's not very common. Mm-hmm. But in some places, you can find, yeah.
All right, so let's say there's a the bill is $100 even. I tip 20, which is 20%. How much does the server take home out of that?
It depends, because it's all different, like, percentages. But usually, like, when I was a server, if I made $100 in tips, I was probably walking away with, like, $80 or $75. Okay. And it all depends, like, if you're, sometimes you tip the bartenders based off of what your alcohol sales were. Some restaurants do it based off of your entire sales.
Well, that's too much damn math.
It is a lot of math.
It's like, my job is serving, not doing math. I'm not an accountant. But did you ever really get good tips? I mean.
Did I get good tips?
Did you argue with the customers all the time?
Never.
And tell them that they don't know shit? And,
please.
You know, try to push your voodoo magic, whatever it is that you believe in, on them.
You saw me in action. You saw how
you weren't the server, though.
No,
you were already the manager.
Yeah.
the managerial person.
I came and checked on you. How's everything doing? Can I get you anything?
Yeah. And you know why? Do y'all know why? Because she was a fangirl.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, I was then.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh my god, that's TJ and Jody.
Mm-hmm.
Now she doesn't even like
you. Well, because now I know who y'all really are.
Well, at least she said who and not what.
Yeah.
What you really are.
Couple of hands.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
The Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park is for all guests of the TJ and Riggins Show. It's a beautiful new hotel in the historic South Park neighborhood of Charlotte. It's got a modern design and floor-to-ceiling windows that showcase the beauty of the Queen City. We think you're going to love it, because we definitely do. It's got two great restaurants and a fantastic bar and lounge, all while being surrounded by specialty boutiques, fun breweries, and historic landmarks. Oh, and they'll host your weddings, celebrations, and business meetings, too. Book your stay today at tjriggins.com/Hyatt.
What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show. TJ family. Let's go!
Riggins, do you have anything that makes you feel rich?
Gosh, what makes me feel rich? I mean, getting a payday. I mean, I feel rich, even though. No, I can't think of anything. Having clean sheets, that makes me feel. I mean, it's a luxurious feeling. Yeah. I don't know that rich is the right word. No, I don't think so. I don't really live a lavish lifestyle.
Yeah. Ace, do you? Have something that makes you feel rich, not live a lavish lifestyle.
Yeah, I think. I don't know if it makes me feel rich, but if I have good seats to something, to an event, because when I first started going like to concerts and all that, you know, I could never afford the good seats.
Right.
You know, so when you the first time you have good seats to something, you're like, dang, this is way better.
I guess I feel rich when I have, when I have hemorrhoid ointment available wherever I am, if I've got enough tubes to have it in all of the places where I would need it.
Truck, backpack, bedroom, whatever.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's a good one.
In my, you know, toiletries when we're traveling.
Look at me.
I'm so rich in hemorrhoid cream.
Do you throw it in the cooler to take it down to the beach so you've got it handy right there?
Ew, you better not. Don't put it in the cooler with the rest of the drinks.
No, I actually put it in one of the, like this thing over here, that stick thing.
Yeah, the what do you call it?
Beer stick.
Yeah. You just shove it.
Yeah, I have a huge dispenser. That's what makes me feel rich. Yeah. When my preparation age comes in this size. If you want to see the size, then you can go to acj.tv later and look at that. What is that sticky shit in it?
It was beer, so Jello. It was a failed experiment. Well,
I would say either wash it or throw it away.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because nobody's going to use it with a Jello stick in it. But yeah, when I insert that at the beach, when we have a cabana, that's what makes me feel rich. A cabana with a tube of Preparation H that size.
Do you do it all by yourself?
Yeah, I can just put that one, like sit it in and let me show you, Riggins. I can take it like this.
Oh, God, get this.
And it's filled up, and then I can put it in the sand, kind of like this.
Oh my God,
and then
dude!
Just lower myself down on it, and when I do that, this plunges it up to apply the medicine.
It's a one-man operation.
That's so disgusting.
Yeah, because I mean, who's gonna help me with
that's
it?
That's gonna give you hemorrhoids.
I don't even think the paramedics would help with that.
Yeah, you're on your own, buddy. Jody wouldn't do this for you.
Hell no.
Do you think if you were going to die and you said, Jody, I think I'm dying, I need your help with this hemorrhoid ointment, that she would help you, or she would say, you're on your own, buddy?
Well, I would rather die than ask her. Put it that way.
I agree 100%.
But yeah, I think if it were life or death, she would do it.
She's like, let me help you. You're going to die. You know, I just, it's time to die then. I can accept that. I'm good with it. Mm-hmm. It's been a good life.
Because, I mean, she would do it, but I would never hear the end of it. If I did survive after that, you know. She'd be like, and I had it.
Yeah, I'm with you, though. Just let me die. I'm fine.
Yeah, I'd rather die in peace than have you have to do that.
It's been a good life. Let's just end it right here. Yeah. Death by hemorrhoid.
Now, my brother talks about it openly, how when his wife gave birth to their first child, how she developed, because a lot of women do during child labor, they'll get hemorrhoids because it's aggravated by straining. And that he was the one in the room and having to put her hemorrhoid medicine on her. Ooh. He said, I didn't think anything about it. It's fine. She just rolled over and I did it.
That's love.
It's a good husband right there.
Yeah.
That is true love.
But how good of a husband is it to go telling everybody?
Right.
Well, okay.
Don't be telling my business to people.
That has its point. You're right.
Ass up in the air.
Right. Keep that shit to yourself. I'm telling people about my hemorrhoids.
Yeah, well, you don't know my brother.
No, you don't.
I want to meet him so bad, though. He sounds like he's hilarious.
He's a riot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing he did at his house party when the new millennium occurred, it's one of the greatest jokes, I think, ever.
Yeah, it was Y2K, and everybody was talking about how everything was going to shut down when it, you know, because the clocks on the computers and all that wouldn't roll over. And everybody was at his house for the New Year's Eve party. And when they started counting down, the ball dropping, he sneaked out of the room. And as they got to the end of the countdown, 3, 2, 1, everything in the house just went poof. Darkness, quiet. They did that. And then the lights came back on, and he was like, he had gone to the breaker box and flipped it off.
Yeah, I mean,
so for the whole house, stuff. Main power to the whole house. He turned it off when they hit one.
I mean, it's a small.
It's a really good prank, though.
It's a slight risk. But, I mean, he risks blowing his own stuff up at his house because you're going to cut it off. And then within 5 seconds, you cut it right back on. But it would freak everybody out. That's great.
Yeah, because they had people afraid that there were going to be floods and fires and, you know, all of this other stuff. Y2K.
I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Turns out. Mm-hmm.
Not a damn thing.
He's still here.
Riggins has some script club reviews. We haven't had those since our live stage show thing.
Yeah.
Because we've been on the vacay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember how to do the one-star strip club reviews?
I think I can get it together in time.
Okay. Well, you got a few minutes here when we take a break, so you can practice.
Great.
Practice with your Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Coming up next.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny Podcast.
Jess. Welcome. Welcome. I think that if I were Hispanic, I wouldn't have a normal delivery of speech. It would always be like this.
Everything would be
so breathy.
I like it.
Hola, mi amiga.
Jody, where are the clean towels?
His Spanish accent is the worst ever.
What's wrong with that?
I would learn Spanish, but I just don't see that I would need it. I mean, it's pretty much a dead language.
Sure.
Tú te sé.
It's a dead language. What is it, Latin, that everybody says is a dead language? It's stupid. Language. It's a dead language.
It's a dead language.
Nobody speaks Spanish. When's the last time you've seen a person that speaks Spanish?
Never.
Yesterday.
Not in America, that's for sure.
You better stop it. Beat you up.
But you don't speak only Spanish. Right. You're bilateral.
Uh-huh.
You're bilateral.
Right.
Yeah, I'm bilateral.
I mean, people who only speak a Spanish. Hmm. Where are we going to ever find one of those people? El nowhere, I say.
This is why my friends think you're racist. I know.
Your friends have no sense of humor.
Tell nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
it's the accent too.
Is it El Nowhere? Oh,
El Nowhere.
El Nowhere.
You talk about my Spanish. You know,
see, señor. You see, señor. You see it.
You see.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's ready?
Do this.
Yep. Let's do it. This is the one-star strip club reviews where we go across the country and see real strip clubs where people leave real one-star reviews on the internet. They often leave their full names with the review, but I've changed their names. But these are all real. You can go verify them for yourself. We will start in Kansas City, Missouri, at a place called Whispers Gentlemen's Club. Tom left a one-star review. I was in the club having fun, and I brought my gay friend with me to laugh at him while he's getting a lap dance. Thought it'd be fun. But then I noticed one of the strippers was scratching her cooter with a jewel.
Ew. What the hell? That's disgusting. God.
I want to hear the rest of this story, though.
How does that affect him?
Yeah.
Well, it didn't, because I ended up getting a lap dance from her, but and she let me slap her ass, so it wasn't all bad. But guys, don't hit that jewel.
I've never seen her
with a jewel. Oh, her with a jewel.
Ew.
So, Regis, you've never used your jewel to scratch anything?
Not that I can recall, ugly. But God, seeing that would just really open my eyes. I certainly would not then solicit a lap dance, I don't think. So, That was a wild one. In Kansas, you're in Kansas City. You're seeing some girl like scratch her cooter with a jewel.
I don't know what's better, the fact that he brought his gay friend to laugh at him.
That's pretty awful too.
That's like what?
I just want to laugh at you while you're getting laughed at. See how uncomfortable you are.
But clearly the gay friend is in on it, so it's fine.
It's so dumb.
It is what it is, you know?
I told him we was getting dinner.
Yeah.
Tricked him.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I told him Whispers was a home decor place.
Then we can go to Hunkomania, which I thought makes sense. Hunkomania, the male strip club in Miami Beach, Florida. John left a one-star review. This place is grossly inappropriate. It's one thing to get danced on and put in different positions. It's another to get your wrist in one handcuff and his dick in the other.
Whoa!
And then asked to put your hand up his pants and on stage in front of an audience or get choked with a belt while he's putting you in doggy style.
What?
I have no idea how this show is still running, but it definitely shouldn't be. What? One star. He's like, it's one thing to do.
Yeah.
It's another thing to do. Oh, my God. What is that?
I'm as free living as the next fellow, but there should be limits.
Wow.
Handcuff and then attach him to his penis and then... putting you in a doggy style position.
Like, what's going on?
On stage in front of people. Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing, I'd say. Then we can go to Devil's Point in Portland, Oregon. Tony left a one-star review. I feel obligated to warn any guy considering this place about the potential for trouble for having too much fun crossing any line. During a recent visit, my last, I had a girl practically beg me to get a private dance. I succumbed, unfortunately. For 5 minutes, things went great. She grabbed my C-word, licked my neck, pretended to choke me, put her tits in my face. Great, right?
Pretended to choke me.
But when I so much as grazed her leg with my hand, she went effing ballistic. Acted like I violated some norm. Fine, well, I left. But part of me worried, did she call the cops? Could I get charged with a sex crime? Even though she was the one engaging in heavy petting / sexual contact? One star. So things were going great until he
just grazed her leg in the back of his head.
Everything was going fine.
She went effing nuts.
I'm sure that's exactly what happened.
Yeah. Yep. That's what we're dealing with. Then we can go to Jacksonville, Florida, a place called Emperor's Gentleman's Club. John left a one-star review. My first time coming here, Mike T, the owner, kicked an entertainer in the head until she was on the ground unconscious. Reports from the dancers that the club has black mold in the dressing rooms, and the restrooms have bungee cords holding up the toilet paper. Manager Brian, I think, he's fat and bald, and he's got these weird tribal tattoos, has been seen being really emotional and unstable, as well as anger issues. Not a safe, clean club for patrons or entertainers. One star.
Entertainers. That's a professional customer right there.
Yeah.
They're not dancers.
Yeah.
Not strippers. They're entertainers.
You damn right. That is their art form.
That's their instrument. Wow. Then their boobs is their instrument.
Yeah. My face is their canvas. Then we can go to Kansas City, Missouri, a place called Temptations. Carl left a one-star review. The club manager is cruel to the girls, and I saw him straight up tase one of them last night.
Whoa!
Plus, the place is really dirty. One star.
Oh, my God.
So that's what, you know, these are obviously, that's what they said. I don't know if tased one of the women.
God. We need to start doing that, Ace.
What, tasing?
Tasing them when they're not doing right.
Yeah. I'm definitely not going to dance after that. I mean, that's certainly no way to encourage a dancer. To...
Yeah. Get out.
She's like, oh, my God. Can I just
dance? I said.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
Wow.
I don't think that works.
Yikes.
But this is, this one is one of the weirder ones I've ever seen from Jacksonville, Florida. At a place called Flash Dancers. Tom left a one-star review. They got a hot dog stand in this place.
That would be awesome.
All caps, do not eat at the hot dog stand inside this club. Disgusting. Saw a worker take the food off the ground and serve it after it was dropped. Ew. Owner was serving drinks while helping with the food, and there were just many health violations already on them, from what I witnessed. The dancers were good, but the food was horrible. One star.
But who even thinks of that? Put a hot dog stand inside the strip club. It's
like Wednesday night's hot dog night. You come, yeah. We'll give you hot dogs.
We couldn't get a permit for a food truck outside, so yeah. We're just going to do it in here.
And it's just the owner like serving up hot dogs.
Strippers and weenies.
Yeah.
He's got a damn crock pot full of wet weenies.
You know that's what it is.
That's so nasty. Just
in the corner by the DJ booth, it's just like cranking
gross hot. And then now hot it smells water. Like hot yeah. dogs. Yeah. And you're like, oh, gosh. You got to get out of here.
And I wonder if the condiment station was like down the way there. Hey, we're just going to give it to you plain. Condiments are over there.
Yeah.
They, really? Like at a ball game.
Sure. And we got a Pink Ponies in Doral, Florida. Tony left a one-star review. Not only is this club empty, the nighttime management is horrible. They had nothing but old ladies and no one on stage. Horrible customer service and no balls. Whatever that means. For a good time in the Doral area, I highly recommend Booby Trap Doral. Always popping. Stay away from this low-class location if you know what's good for you.
Yeah, go to the classy one called Booby Place or whatever.
The Booby Trap.
Booby Trap.
Yeah. You read my mind. I thought, let's go right to the Booby Trap. So this is from the Booby Trap Doral in Doral, Florida. I was asked to leave twice by the girls because I gave them tips in their hand and did not want to feel them up. Huh? Yeah, you can touch them all over, and yes, they are nude, and yes, they're very beautiful, and yes, they are Latina. But the service is not good once you run out of money. We spent over $200 on girls in less than 2 hours without counting drinks and cover charge. But while I was there, I realized why I have never returned to one of these places in over 32 years. One star.
So where are they supposed to tip them if they're totally nude?
I think they were encouraging the guys to touch them for the money. So I feel like they might have felt uncomfortable if he was just trying to give them money and not touch, like there would be some sort of weird legal issue. That's the way I read it. I don't know.
So you can't just hand them money.
I guess not.
You know, without
feeling them up.
Yeah.
That's the way I read it.
Huh.
You can't just hand them money.
Because, I mean, I could understand it if they got upset you're trying to hand them money, but they're holding out their G-string for you to put it in there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not the way it works.
And that way there would be no physical contact, yeah. Which is why they have that rule a lot of the times. But almost like are they thinking maybe that if he won't give them the money, won't touch them, that there might be a cop or something?
That's kind of what I'm thinking. Yeah. Like there's something sketchy going on if he doesn't want to touch them and he just wants to keep putting money in their hand while all the other guys are clear. He said, yes, you can touch them all over. And yes, they're nude. And yes, they're very beautiful. And yes, they are Latina. He's like, check, 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 check.
But I'm a gentleman.
Shit ain't all sunshine and roses. What else could you want?
But there's a catch. There's just a like catch. I knew it was too good to be true.
That's right. At the booby trap.
And yes.
Oh, yes, they're beautiful. Yes, they are. Yes, and it's full nude. And yes, you can feel them from head to tippy toe.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.